AI was not used in the creation of this podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network. Geeks, and welcome to the Social Geek Podcast. I'm Jack Munson, your host and marketing consigliere. This week, we're at Franchise Expo West in LA with MFV Expositions and the International Franchise Association. We're chatting with some of the top names in franchise development, hearing their brand stories, and getting their take on the current state of franchising. Today's episode is brought to you by Northeast Color, Hughes, Answer Connect, Citroen Cooperman, and the conversation starts right after a quick word from Career Plug. Hundreds of franchise brands rely on Career Plug to help franchisees hire and retain employees. Here's Career Plug's retention tip of the week. Hire the right people who share your core values and are invested in your company's growth. Take the time to develop a structured hiring process with interview questions dedicated to your core values. This will help you produce the right hires every time. For more retention tips, download your free copy of CareerPlug's hiring playbook, How to Hire, at careerplug.com/how to hire. Joining us now in the podcast zone in the middle of the LA Convention Center at Franchise Expo West 2024. I'm joined first by my good friend Martin Yaksimovich. How you doing, Martin? Great show so far.
Great. Thanks, Jack, for being here once again. We're super excited to be back in LA.
Excellent. And joining Martin for this podcast is Teresa Leitz. She's the Assistant Chief Counsel, Securities, Regulation, and Legal Division with the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Welcome to the show, Teresa.
Thank you for having me. Very happy to be here.
Thank you for kicking off the show this morning here at the LA Convention Center. What do you think so far?
I am so surprised by how busy it is. I am thrilled to see so many people here. I think we have how many, Martin?
As last time I checked, 650 people already checked in the first hour and a half.
The first hour on a Friday.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. And I can't imagine what it's going to look like this afternoon or tomorrow on Saturday. So great job, everyone. Martin, talk to us about the work that MFV and our partners at the IFA are doing along with Teresa's group.
So we're super excited, first of all, to be back in Los Angeles. Last time we were here was back in 2018, so a lot of things have happened since then in the world and specifically in the franchising world. So one thing was super important for us as an organization that is organizing franchise shows throughout the U.S. is to come back to California and support this market, because that's important for the franchisors, but also for those prospective franchisees that are looking to buy a franchise and get into the franchising business. So one thing we really worked with Teresa and her team was to create a fast track program so that we can facilitate the registration process for the franchisors that are not necessarily registered. It's been a huge win for us as a show organizer for the IFA. So we're glad that it was a success, and we're going to be redoing that next year as well, when we're going to be back with Franchise Expo West February 28th and March 1st, 2025.
Excellent. I will book my calendar now. I'm so glad we're going to be back here. Teresa, tell me about your experience working with MFV and the IFA on this show and all of the other things going on in franchising here in California.
Well, it was really nice to have IFA and MFV come to us. They were really committed to compliance. And I know compliance is not sexy. And when you hear about government, everyone cringes, right? And I know California has a bad rap for not being business friendly, but it couldn't be further from the truth. We care very much about the integrity of the marketplace. And when you comply with the law is really just guardrails, right? This is a big investment. We want people to make informed decisions. We want to make sure they get accurate and not misleading information. And when MFE and IFA collaborate with us, that allows us to make sure that we have a thriving, healthy marketplace with integrity. And that matters because when it's, the marketplace has integrity, people feel confident that they can make buying decisions. And so it's a win-win for all of us. We want to see businesses in California. We want to create jobs. Nobody does that better than the franchise business model. So I look forward to working with them next year in 2025 too.
Yeah, franchising is definitely alive and well here in California, simply by the number of people I'm seeing walking in the doors right now. So it's terrific that you all got together and could do this. What other plans do we have for the future? I know we're going to be back here in a year, but what else is going on with MFE, the IFA, and the local government here? Anything else we're working on?
On our end, we just want to, as I said, support California, make the show even bigger and better, to have even more, a bigger variety of franchise concepts to exhibit at the expo, so that the attendees can have a wider offering. So that's our goal for next year.
You know, New York is a really good model of what the show can do, and I certainly think that it would be worth our time to investigate bringing on the international components. And LA is definitely a gateway was the word I was looking for, and I would think international opportunity would really allow for this show to expand even beyond what it is right now. So I'd like to see an international component infused into the show in 2025, so maybe we can work on that.
I could not agree more. I was just chatting about this exact same thing with our Canadian friends at Odd Burger right down the aisle here. And so many brands here are looking at international expansion. And I think this is a great place to do it. What better place than California to wave the international flag, right? So
agreed.
Very
agreed.
Good. Excellent. 100%. All right. Any other thoughts before we go?
I'm just excited by the numbers going up.
Yeah.
I'm checking on my phone as well, as you said, people walking through the door. So it's been a great start of day one, and I'm confident it's going to be a great day one and day two as well.
Very good. Teresa, thanks so much for joining us. Any parting thoughts?
It's a pleasure to be here, and I just want to remind people that California is actually business friendly.
Yeah. Love it. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Jack.
Back in a moment after this word from Answer Connect. How can you unlock millions in annual revenue? Don't miss out on 30% of your phone calls. At Answer Connect, they've got the solution for franchisors, franchisees, suppliers, and brokers. If you can't answer your calls, Answer Connect can. Reclaim your revenue today. If you need help, call my good friend Karen Booz at 888-822-2034. That's 888-822-2034. Okay, I got my red Boswell selfie in, so it is officially a franchise event. Welcome to the podcast zone, Red Boswell. Oh,
never happier to be here, my brother. Great to see you. It is not an event without Jack.
Well, thank you. And without Red, if you don't know the difference, if you guys see us here in the podcast booth, Red is the one with red hair, and I would not call that a conservative jacket this time, my friend. You are going full blown California this week.
Yes, I am. Only the best for you. I got to keep people's eyes off my face.
Right. Yeah. I hear you. I get that too. That's why we're on a podcast.
Face
right
for
now.
Radio. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Definitely. So thank you for joining us here. I want to talk about some industry trends and some things that are going on. But before we get there, tell everybody, in case they're not as familiar with your brand as I am, what is IFPG?
thanks. IFPG, International Franchise Professionals Group, not to be confused with IFA. we are indeed a membership organization, but we're best known as the world's largest franchise broker group. The industry calls us brokers. I like to say we connect. We're connectors of franchise professionals, whether a supplier, a buyer, a franchisor, a consultant. We're connecting them to change lives and impact communities positively through franchising.
Got it. So people are probably familiar with, I always liken it to the real estate model.
Yes.
Right? Am I on track?
I do
with
as
that?
Well.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's everybody knows what a realtor does, so I guess that's probably the
buyer,
way to talk about it.
The buyer spends nothing. It's, you know, yeah. It's a very, very valuable guidance, consulting, matchmaking, and you pay them nothing. That's a beautiful. And for the Zor, it's the lowest financial risk of any franchise development efforts. Everything else, you spend money hoping to maybe get a deal. With the consultants, you spend almost nothing and then pay after the fact, so it's very risk-free.
Yeah, love that risk-free, especially in this environment today. So you've got so many brokers or consultants. What's the challenge in finding good people to be a great consultant, and what's the challenge with keeping them and helping them grow and be really successful?
You know, there's always a challenge in getting in front of folks. My internal mantra since day one of taking over president over 5 years ago at IFPG is, if we have the best consultants, we win. And so it's my number one priority: attract, train, retain the best consultants. And so once the word gets out and it's getting out more and more and more, our model and how we help people and how fun it is and how part-time, full-time, the commissions can be lucrative when you're doing your job right and really focusing on the candidate's best interest, it can be a wonderful opportunity. So we don't really have much of a problem, to use your terminology. It's been a wonderful opportunity.
Okay, great. And I would assume we're not quite halfway through the year. Yep. But it looks like you've got a few guys who are just killing it already this year.
Well, IFPG has about 680 consultants. About a third are part-time. About a third are franchise or business brokers, actually, that use this sort of as a backup to when their buyer isn't able to get the for-sale business. But really, to your point, Jack, a third of them are full-time. And yes, many of them are killing it. Whether killing it means part-time as a soccer mom or a semi-retiree doing two or three deals a year and perhaps making six figures in that, or doing a couple deals a month and really crushing it to the point of doing a deal a week would put you in seven figures. So yeah, it allows you to accomplish what you're looking to accomplish with your life and in your income.
Great to hear. Let's talk a little franchise trend and industry stuff going on.
Let's do it.
So I'm glad we're in California, because for so many people, it's like, California, that's a terrible place to do business, and no one's going to franchise in California. I see just the opposite happening here in this convention center right now.
It is. The energy is strong. I love to see it. You know, you come here thinking this is the socialistic Soviet Republic of California, and here we've got people desiring, just like if we're in Russia, everybody, they want freedom, they want control, they want opportunity. And yes, in the state of California, to say it lovingly, there are lots and lots of folks who want the opportunity to own their life.
Love it. So yeah, great place to be. And the other term that we just keep hearing over and over, and I've heard it seven times already today, is the phrase responsible franchising. So when I say that to you, Red, what comes to mind?
Well, first of all, it puts a smile on my face. I love that it is a hot term and it is a hot buzz phrase. Good, it should be. It should never stop being one, you know? The word I would use is integrity. What is responsible franchising? It is integrity. And the I in IFPG, I say at every one of our conferences, stands for integrity. Now, officially, it stands for international. But without integrity, what is integrity? It's telling the truth, it's being transparent, it's being real, it's caring about others, it's not being selfish, it's truly doing what's best for all parties. Well, that's responsible franchising. So integrity is at the heart of any responsible franchise opportunity.
Very well said. Love that, man. Anything else going on with IFPG or other events or anything else you guys are working on that you can share today?
Well, we only have 2 hours, right?
Okay. As everyone just hit the little fast forward button on their phone.
Brother, I don't know where to start. IPG, we do 7 regional discovery mixers with over 100 franchise consultants all over the nation. We have about 900 at our big annual retreat. We do our own internal podcast for Zors and for vendors. We have our magazine. We have Franchise Wire, a leading news source in franchising. So we are just on fire and never been happier, just truly making a positive impact on lives through franchising.
All right, man, that was terrific. Thank you so much for making a little time today, Red, and we will see you down the road soon.
Jack, you make a difference in lives. Thank you for all you do. I love me some Social Geek Radio.
Cybersecurity is the biggest risk to your business. Cybercriminals can steal your data, steal your money, and even impact your ability to stay open. Protect your business with Hughes Managed Cybersecurity. The Hughes suite of cybersecurity services protects, detects, and responds to cyber threats so you can focus on running your business. Reach out to find out how Hughes can become your cybersecurity partner. Visit Hughes.com/franchise.
Back in the podcast zone at Franchise Expo West 2024, chatting now with my good friend Karen Booz from Answer Connect. Karen, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jack. Thanks for having me today.
I'm so glad you're here at this show. It's been crazy busy already.
I can't believe the amount of people who are here. It's very exciting to see all of them.
And it's very encouraging to see so many people in what sometimes gets a bad rap as being a non-friendly state for businesses. Wow, there's a lot of people here who are interested in franchising.
There are a lot of people here, and there's been some really good breakouts and standing room only, which is
really
very encouraging to me. Again, in California, there's things going on.
Yeah. So congrats, MFV and IFA, for having a great show in California, of all places. So, Karen, I wanted to introduce you and Answer Connect to our audience. A lot of people in franchising are familiar with your services, and you serve so many great brands and their franchisees. But give us a little bit of a background on Answer Connect and exactly what you guys do.
Okay. Well, Answer Connect is a human voice. And what that means is we answer calls for franchisors, franchisees, and some of our supplier partners. What we want to do is ensure that if the phone rings, that a human answers it so that the first impression is amazing, but also so that they can build their business. And we do that 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, and we've been in business for about 30 years.
Wow. So I love the idea of getting back to the human voice. We've been talking about nothing but AI for the past year and a half. And, you know, getting to a point where, you know, my AI bot is going to talk to your AI bot. But bringing that human element back into it is maybe going a different direction. But I think the pendulum is going to swing back to people wanting to be human again.
Right. With the onset of AI, for me, what it has done is given me so much more time back in my day to make that connection. And as we scroll through life and as we choose the different topics and the different things we're interested in, enter our information into the system, that's because we're looking, right? When you pick up the phone, you have already researched. You want to buy from them, and you want to know that a human has actually had an interaction, one, to confirm the business, and then two, I'm in place. I'm not going to shop anymore. I have an appointment set, and I'm ready to go. And I think that human connection can only be created by a human.
Yeah. I love that idea of if it's a bot, if it's something automated, that's marketing. But if you're talking to a person, now you're approaching the world of sales and actually selling something or serving a client or helping that client. And it's something that I'm sure my AI friends will disagree, but it's something that I don't think an AI voice can do quite yet.
I appreciate that statement, and I appreciate all the friends that are ours that believe that as well. And I think giving people time back to connect with people is just incredibly important, because people, not everybody is ready to engage with that bot. And I think that's powerful, Jack.
You mentioned franchisors using your services. I think a lot of people are familiar with you with the franchisees. Someone needs their service done, and they call in, and you can schedule it and all of that kind of thing. But tell me about some of the work you do on the franchisor side when it comes to franchise development and maybe pushing a lead forward and getting someone into that sales process.
Well, what we're doing this year is really making a focus on sharing this information with our franchisors, that we can take the initial call, that we can ask the qualifying questions. What brought you to us today? What is your credit score? How can we help you? And if everything lines up with yes, 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 let's set an appointment so they can move on to the salesperson, start the sales process, because it's a very long process. And if everything matches up with a no, then let's send them that information so at least they have it in their database, because if it's a no today, that doesn't mean that it's not a no tomorrow or 6 months from now. But a lot of people don't know that we can do that, and it's very helpful to set an appointment for somebody to start that conversation instead of them having to sort through the opportunities that may or may not come in.
I love that idea, if I'm a Fran Dev sales guy, of having someone make that initial call and maybe screen out some people who this is probably not a good fit for this franchise. And instead of spending time going through and sorting through and that kind of thing, that lets the Fran Dev professional spend more time talking to those candidates who might make a great franchisee. So
absolutely. And you brought up a quick point. We can take the calls and we can follow up on the fill forms. So if the Fran Dev team has a fill form, those can come to us and we can make that outbound call, because hopefully they're hot, and ask those questions and then set an appointment. In my world, the reason you pick up the phone is because you're going to close a sale, or somebody is going to set an appointment for your salesperson to get out there. Otherwise, you're buying their no.
Right.
So let us help you with a yes.
Yeah. And if we get some no's, let's get to them quick.
Right.
So you are on the road as much as any of our other franchise friends. You are somewhere fun or at least interesting every week, it seems like. Do you have a lot of big shows coming up? Any industry shows? Anything like that that might be coming up later this spring or this summer?
Well, once I leave here, I'm going to Orlando for the Belfour event. We have attendance at almost every IFA event, every franchise update media event. What we like to do is engage and build relationships, and hopefully those relationships will lead to partnerships. But what it's really done is shown us and really given me a place of passion. This community is extraordinary. And so as I go to different places, I just feel so lucky to be a part of their community in their space at their time. I couldn't list all of them, but we'll start with Belfour next week and we'll go from there.
Well, say hey to the guys from Belfour. Love those folks. And I do love the idea of as much face-to-face interaction as possible, because you're really practicing what you preach, because you're talking about face-to-face and voice-to-voice. It's not bot to bot, and it's not just, you know, filling out a form here and there. You're actually getting out and building that community with everybody in franchising. So keep going. I don't know how you do it, but keep going. We love to see it. Before we go, I've been talking to everybody here this week about one of our favorite, I guess it's a catchphrase now, or it might actually be something that will show up in the dictionary someday, is responsible franchising. When I say responsible franchising, what comes to mind for you?
That's a great question. It's a good phrase. And what it means to me is a franchise system won't bring somebody on. They won't take their money. They won't put them into their system
just because they are writing a check. And I think that's powerful. I think bringing people on that are going to fit your culture, that are going to bring prosperity to you and other people around you is really valuable. So being responsible also to the welfare of that person who is joining your team, it could be life savings that they're investing. So invest in them responsibly.
Love that. Thank you so much for sharing that and for giving us a little bit of time here today at Franchise Expo West. And we will see you very soon at another franchise event down the road.
I look forward to it, Jack. Thanks so much.
Here's a tip from Northeast Color. Be selectively extra. Adding dimension or illumination to your interior brand logos or icons can create subtle yet impactful accents to what would otherwise read as obligatory signage. This extra bit of thought and dash of showmanship will not only distinguish your space and enhance the client experience, but will also give your franchisees an additional point of pride. More tips are available now at northeastcolor.com.
We are now talking all things VetFran here at Franchise Expo West. Joining me today, Jimmy Weeks. What's going on, brother?
Hey, good afternoon. Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, we can tell the time by, you know, what's in our coffee cup.
And exactly.
I'm putting the
air quotes.
I'm putting the air quotes on coffee. So thanks for being here, Jimmy. Also joining us, Ron Bender. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Jack, it's absolutely an honor to be here on the podcast again.
Well, thank you for joining us and talking a little VetFran. Before we get to VetFran, you guys are well known throughout the franchise space. But in case some of our listeners haven't had the chance to chat with you, let's find out a little bit about your brands. Ron, I'm going to start with you. You just made a move over to French Florist. Tell us about that brand.
I did. Thank you very much. French Florist is a, I know this is going to be hard to understand, but it is a high technology flower shop. Florist is one of those industries that really was resistant to any technology, but our founder just did an amazing job of converting an existing flower shop, pulling in amazing technology and some terrific marketing, and just absolutely blowing up the business. And now he's opened two other stores as proof of concept. They both had phenomenal first years. So this is a beautiful business. Get it? Beautiful flowers.
Yes.
Smells great. Yeah, blossoming. And the satisfaction that you get from your customers is just absolutely amazing. It is just a wonderful new opportunity.
And I think I saw a whole lot of flowers over on the other side of the exhibit hall. I would assume that's your area.
It is. We brought in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of flowers. We're giving away free roses to every attendee. Preference for the, you know, pretty females. But anyway. And we're just showing how amazing this business can be. And then we're doing open houses on Sunday and Monday, having people come over and really see what it's all about in person. It's really a lot of fun.
That's terrific. Well, congratulations on the new role, and it looks like everything's going gangbusters there. Jimmy, tell us about your business. How long have you been doing this, man?
So I was in the Air Force for about 12 and a half years, got out, started a digital marketing company, so I'm about 23 years into that. About 15 years I've been in franchising, so being part of VetFran, able to pull in a dozen years of my military family, 15 years of my franchise family, and it kind of all comes together in VetFran. So it's a really cool, fun space.
Excellent. And you guys are both on the IFA VetFran committee, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
And I wanted to get kind of an update on what's going on with VetFran. Ron, you mentioned earlier, I think you used the word refresh or refocus, maybe it was, when it comes to VetFran. Tell us what's going on.
Sure. So VetFran is a program. It's 31, 32 years old now. And I think when the founder, Don Dwyer Sr., had this vision, unfortunately, I think since Don's passing, with all the different changes in the community of franchising and in the world, I think we probably lost our focus a little bit. But now we're refocusing. And our mission includes really making sure that veterans learn about franchise opportunities, that they make sure that they have opportunities where they are rewarded for their service, and that includes military spouses as well as still serving and retired, but also ensuring that they have opportunities for potential employment by franchises. And then, of course, educating the franchisors on all the benefits that they get from supporting veterans in their into their businesses, and the vendor partners and suppliers, helping them understand. There's just so much that veterans and their families can benefit our franchise community and all of their communities, and help them still serve again in a different way.
Excellent.
And on the website side of things, we've made some improvements based on reinvigorating our mission, and we now have a veteran newsletter sign up, which is brand new for us. So now we are collecting email addresses, and now we're also asking veterans what they need most from the VetFran program, whether it was opportunities, employment, education, mentorship, help with funding and financing. So now we're starting to understand more about the veterans. And on the franchisor side, we've upgraded the VetFran profile, so you can see we have image galleries now. We have veteran participation, which is really important to be able to showcase how many veterans you have in your system. And so it's kind of turning into a really rich page to recruit veterans.
So there's a lot of content there, as opposed to, you know, the old days where it may have just been a form fill and we'll get some more information out to you.
Yeah.
People can actually do some research and see some stories.
Most
there.
Definitely, yeah.
Excellent. Jimmy, you were talking earlier too about you know, your journey through business ownership and the difference between starting a business and creating a business and franchising. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. There's the three B's in entrepreneurship. You can either build a business, which is what I did. You can buy an existing business, or you can borrow a proven concept and open a franchise. And had I known what I know about franchising back when I was drudging through and building a business and bumping along, I would have started a franchise. It's a proven concept. You've got a rule book that everybody has to play by. You can investigate what's going on with the brand. You can talk to exiting and current franchise owners. You can sometimes find out what their claimed earnings are. So there's just so much research that can be done. And if you're like me, a good little soldier, and you can follow a playbook, you're really successful in franchising. There's 7% of business owners are franchising, but 14%, twice as many, are veterans. And that really speaks to veterans following a system and being able to borrow a proven concept.
And back to the franchisor side of it, I see these stats a lot, and tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems like veterans who are franchisees outperform those of us who are franchisees who are not veterans. Is that true? Is that still the case?
It's really hard to tell how a franchise owner is more competitive. Definitely locations matter a ton.
Yeah.
What we do see that is trackable and relatable is veteran franchise owners hire more veteran franchise owners, managers and things like that. So there's a lot of promotion within. When a veteran opens up a franchise, it just kind of recycles and perpetuates more franchise employment with veterans and military spouse.
Excellent.
And I think I can tell you from the franchisor standpoint, franchisors dearly love having veterans as franchise owners for a bunch of reasons. You know, as Jimmy says, veterans are well known for being able to learn and follow a system, but there's so much more to it. People think, okay, a veteran, you know, military service trains you to just, you know, here's the playbook, just do it. But there's so much more to it. Just like in small business, no military force ever has all the resources that they want, all the resources that they need, all the personnel they need, all the equipment, and all the money, right? They're always having to do more with less, and they absolutely know, focus on the mission, figure out what it takes, get it done, and then they share what worked for them with all the other, let's call them units, and they absolutely propagate a phenomenal performance improvement in whatever system that they're in.
I hadn't thought about that part of it. You know, the importance of a franchise owner sharing, you know, what's working with the other franchise owners. Yeah. And I think you make a good point that sounds like a job for a veteran to share what's working and how we got it done.
Lou Shager from neighborly Mosquito Joe, he was doing a podcast, and he had two words talking about veterans, and it was diversity and grit. Like, there's never a soldier that has been given proper equipment all the time, and there's never a soldier that's been, where do you want to be stationed? And there's never been a soldier that says, is this okay if this is your boss? So, you know, you go through 6 years of military, and maybe you never had any other job or experience, but you can be given challenge upon challenge, diverse situations, and the grit that you had in the military, it's such an easy thing to jump into small business with those tool sets that you have and learn a new system that you can apply to.
I hadn't thought of that either, that there isn't a case in the military where someone can say, you know, we're not properly equipped, so let's just hold off
on this war for a little while.
let's not defend the nation this summer until we get the new budget approved.
That's right. You said I was going to go to Hawaii. What is North Dakota? That's one thing about franchising is you can kind of pick where you want to have a franchise location.
You know, that's got to be very appealing, too, where... you know, I'm not going to get, even in the corporate world, you could get moved to somewhere where you really don't want to be.
Yeah.
And then maybe 6 months later, you don't even have that job anymore and you're moved again. You get to move again at your own cost. But in franchising, it's like, listen, I want to be in Orange County, or I want to be in Austin, Texas, or I want to be in wherever. And there's opportunities everywhere.
When you're in basic training, you get a form, and it is called your dream sheet. And you put in where you want to go and where your top choices are. And in franchising, it's kind of the other way around. They kind of tell you, like, well, there's an opening here. Do you want it? And so there's a lot of security in that.
Yeah. So my final question, this is sort of the catchphrase du jour right now, but when I say responsible franchising, what do you guys think of? Ron?
Oh my gosh, I love that. Thank you for asking that question. So to me, responsible franchising means educating a candidate so that they absolutely understand all that it takes to be successful, all the good, the bad, and the ugly about that opportunity, and then getting them open in a timely fashion, and then putting out all the resources necessary to help them be successful. Responsible franchising.
In the military, there is the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and it is a higher set of rules, like you can't call in sick, you can't say, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not coming in today. So there's rules for a reason, and VetFran has an additional set of rules on top of what's in the IFA charter and what's in the franchise disclosure document. So there are more stringent qualifications that you need to be in franchising for 3 years. You have to have a continuity rating over a certain number of units. You have to have item 19s. You have to have certified franchise executives. So in addition to the comfort and security from your FDD, the FTC, and the IFA, it's a lot of acronyms right there, but your VetFran membership, you are guaranteed some of those extra securities and precautions. So that is very responsible franchising.
Yeah, that's responsible, and it's also like an extra little seal of good faith or seal of approval from the IFA and other organizations.
Yeah. And it's kind of the military community within the franchise community. So it's kind of, again, bringing a couple of those families in together.
And a little bit more self-policing probably
for sure.
than other organizations. So franchising, you know, one of the things that we really don't talk about enough, franchising gives a lot of veterans the opportunity to build a similar type of camaraderie and sense of belonging that they had in the military that they may very well be really, really missing in the private sector. And that's very important. It gives people a sense of purpose, gives them another opportunity to serve their community, and it gives them their brethren. And is there a word like sistren? Anyway.
Sisterhood.
Sisterhood. To really buckle down and have those same people that are rowing the boat in the same type of a direction and just... It's so much more fulfilling. We really love being able to provide those opportunities for our veterans.
Well, thanks to both of you guys for everything you're doing to help that community as part of VetFran. If people would like to explore more or want to see some of the great content that you were talking about, Jimmy, where can we send them to learn about VetFran?
VetFran.org is the best place.
All right, that's easy enough to find. For both of you guys, if people would like to know a little bit more about your organizations, Jimmy, where can we send them?
InternetStrategyLabs.com.
Okay. And Ron, how about French Florist?
FrenchFloristFranchise.com. Wow. Or look me up on LinkedIn.
We've got some pretty easy URLs here that we're talking about today. And definitely on LinkedIn. I know both of you guys are on there about 20 hours a day like I am right now. So
maybe 25. Depends on the day.
All right, guys, thank you so much and good luck for the rest of the year with VetFran.
Thank you very much, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
It.
Before we go, a quick word from Citrin Cooperman. Citrin Cooperman is proud to be the home of one of the leading franchising practices in the country. With over 40 years of franchise experience, Citrin Cooperman provides a full range of services to a vast number of franchise concepts. They work with the owners, operators, controllers, and CFOs of a wide range of franchisors and multi-unit franchisees to help them establish their brands and grow their businesses to the next level. The Citrin Cooperman Franchise Practice is comprised of experienced CFE-accredited professionals, providing franchisors and multi-unit franchisees the guidance and insight they need to minimize uncertainty, meet compliance and contractual obligations, and stay focused on building their businesses. For more information, please contact Aaron Chytovsky and Michael Iannuzzi at CitrinCooperman.com. Thanks again to all of today's guests for chatting with us at Franchise Expo West. We'll see you all in New York City at the International Franchise Expo, May 30th through June 1st. And thank you for listening and staying connected on the Social Geek Radio Network.